This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America tonight. The Russian hack attack. It's a story that just is not going away. Now the president saying, while he's still in office, expect an investigation, a full investigation into it, and action to be taken based on the belief that the Russians interfered with the election. But this president is on his way out. So while the president-elect is on a big thank you tour visiting Pennsylvania and thanking the crowd for their support, the current president was busy taking down the Russians and vowing to strike Russia for the election hacking. He says he will and must take action. The U.S. must do that in response to cyber interference with what we do in the United States to elect our officials. Obama told NPR that the U.S. is going to respond at the time and place of our choosing. He said some of the response might be explicit and publicized, and some may not. He said, I think there is no doubt that when any foreign government tries to impact the integrity of our elections, that we need to take action. Obama, by the way, on the hacking intel, said he thought Hillary would win. The Obama White House knew about Russian hacking in the summer of 2015, but kept quiet about it because they thought Clinton would win anyway, and they didn't want to risk a cyber war with our Cold War foe. Wow. They thought she was going to win, so they sat on it, so they're complicit in sitting on it, if this is true. Obama himself mentioned, speaking to Vladimir Putin in an interview that I just told you about on NPR, he said, Mr. Putin is well aware of my feelings about this because I spoke to him directly about it. Obama is out on January 20th, but has requested intelligence agencies submit a report to him on the hacking before he leaves office, suggesting, although a counter move could come at any time, it's likely to happen while Obama is commander-in-chief. President-elect Trump has downplayed any role by Russia, saying it's not been proved, and he signaled a much more friendly relationship with Vladimir Putin, than the one that the current president has. So if you believe what I just said, then that means you can blame the current president. So he was willing to bet America on a cyber war with Russia. But if, and like I said, if that's true, it means he could have jumped into that. They could have jumped into that a year before and did not. Let's go to Everett in Washington. Hi, Everett.
Hi. I just think the Democrats are sore losers.
Sore losers. Yeah, it doesn't matter now. It's over.
And a big hurrah to the Queen of Country, Dolly Parton, for doing that telethon for the Smoky Mountain.
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, her heart and soul is there, but still, she got a lot of people to be involved in that telethon with her, and it's really helping a lot of people.
Oh, definitely. You know, nice celebrity there. Actually,
yep,
doing something.
Agree. Yep.
And are you good at any trivia?
I am good at some trivia. What's your trivia question?
Well, you can't cheat and go on a computer. Can you name the only NFL teams that have never been to a Super Bowl?
The only NFL teams that have never been to a Super Bowl or won a Super Bowl?
Never been to a Super Bowl.
Never been to a Super Bowl is different than never won, because I was going to say, when you first said that, I would have said, in the, you know, the Eagles have been to the Super Bowl, but they haven't won it. There are a bunch of teams that haven't won a Super Bowl. I can name those teams. You know, like I said, the Eagles, the Vikings, the Jags, the I mean, that's so easy. This is a trick question. The Falcons, the Cardinals, the Panthers. There's like there's at least 13 teams that have. I know it. I know there's like 13 teams because I've talked about this before on the air. Never been to a Super Bowl. I would say, okay, don't tell me because I'm going to think about this. Well, the lousy Browns.
Yeah.
The Jags, the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mentioned them in the other one,
right.
Too. The Texans. It would have to be the Texans because you think of how long the Texans have been around, so I know their record. There's one other team in the Midwest. I'm gonna take a shot at it because I'm always bagging on them, and they had one of the greatest running backs ever in Barry Sanders. I'm going to say the Detroit Lions.
You're right. You do know your football.
Wow, wow. That's really, you know, that's just the process of elimination because, you know, you saw how the Lions were. They always had the woulda, shoulda, coulda teams. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
And the other with the expansion and teams bouncing there, that's a big, you know, the Oilers left and then they got the Texans and all that. Yeah, that's a great trivia question, though.
It is. I ask people that all the time, and you'd be surprised how many people don't know.
And I bet you most people think at first like what I did where you're saying win, but it's not win. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, that's a good one.
Anyways, how bad? No matter how bad your NFL team is, at least you're not a Cleveland Browns fan.
I know. I think about that all the time. When I read a score or look at a score for Cleveland, I think, boy, that is rough for the mistake by the lake. Those people should be glad that the Cavaliers won and that the Indians came oh so close because the Browns are in big trouble. They have to really turn that franchise around, so that's so funny. So Everett's right, the thought of the day. Thank you. That trivia question was great. So if you are feeling bummed about your team, and Everett, of course, Seattle, man, they just pummeled the Lambs, but they should have done that. If you're feeling bad about your team, he's right. There are teams that are worse, like the Browns. The Browns. There's not much hope for the Brownies at all. Except for massive changes, but that's the problem. Then you make massive changes, not building on anything. They have a, you know, hole as far as quarterback is concerned. And anyway, so that was interesting. The feds extended the health care deadline, in case you haven't heard that, to the 19th. Excuse me, they're saying that they're, cough on cue, that there's been a mad rush to get everything in, so they pushed the deadline further away because people are calling in and they're trying to log on to healthcare.gov and they can't get through. And so even though millions of people have signed up for coverage and tens of thousands are in the process, they're pushing it, giving people more time than not being able to get them all processed. And that's not a surprise. I would have bet that they would have done that because this happened last year. It happened last year where people were trying to get in. They couldn't get in. And, you know, what were they going to do? Sad note, Craig Sager, broadcaster who I met once, wore really crazy, wild, funny clothes. When I say funny, just really loud suits. NBA sideline reporter for Turner Sports died Thursday at the age of 66. He's battling a rare form of cancer for more than 2 years. He had undergone all kinds of chemo and other treatments. He worked 26 seasons as a sideline reporter on those NBA broadcasts. Movies coming up next.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In 1965, this is the sound. Put me some down. One more time. Fantasy. Metal Jack. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. I need your fantasy.
Time to go to the movies. You know, when you take those breaks, this is when you might motor out to go see something on the big screen. I mean, does this really need an introduction? We saw what happened last year with Star Wars. J.J. Abrams did, I think, just a great job. Now we've got Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Here's a little sneak peek of that.
I do it to protect you. So you understand?
I understand.
That remains to push back the Empire. I think he might be able to help us.
When was the last time you were in contact with your father?
What is this? It appears he is critical to the development of the super weapon.
If my father built this thing, we need to find him.
All right. How many do I need?
They are requesting a call sign.
It's, Rogue One.
The power that we are dealing with here is immeasurable.
If the Empire has this kind of power, what chance do we have?
We have hope. Rebellions are built on hope.
cause is strong.
Make 10 men feel like 100.
Includes Felicity Jones, Forrest Whitaker, Diego Luna. Some of these people you would recognize if you don't even recognize. If you don't recognize their name, you'll recognize their faces. $200 million budget on Rotten Tomatoes, which is an aggregate site where they take a whole bunch of different ratings and mix them all up. 84%. So another time of conflict. These heroes band together, want to steal the plans to the Star, the ultimate weapon of destruction. And, of course, movie theaters have a zillion times that they're showing it. It's going to be packed, and it's going to absolutely make up its budget because anything Star Wars just explodes. We move from that to something you've heard a little bit of here on America Tonight. We've been running some spots for this. It's called Collateral Beauty.
We're here to connect. Love, time, death. Now these three things connect every single human being on earth. We long for love. We wish we had more time. And we fear death.
Did you lose a child, Howard?
Howard is a brilliant, creative, charismatic guy. He used to love life. Right now, he hates it.
I try to talk to him. I try to reach him, and he's not there. I miss him.
He writes letters.
Who are they to?
Howard doesn't write letters to people. He writes to things.
Time. Love. Death.
Kids write letters to Santa Claus. It doesn't mean they're crazy.
No, this is therapeutic. Did you write the letter to?
I wrote the letter to death.
Nice to meet you. They're charmed, I'm sure.
Nope.
People write letters to the universe all the time. Most don't get a personal response. But you are.
I don't want this.
I'm time.
I'm a gift.
And you're wasting it. You're gonna think I'm crazy, but I'm having conversations.
I am love.
Don't try and live without me, Howard.
I saw you in her eyes when she called me daddy, and you betrayed me.
I'm the reason for everything.
If you can accept that, then maybe you get to live again.
He's reaching out to the cosmos for answers.
There's so much more at stake here than you even understand.
So Collateral Beauty is about, as it's, I think, pretty much laid out for you, a successful ad exec, Will Smith plays him, has a tragedy. He retreats basically from life. So concerned friends try to reconnect him somehow. He gets these answers from the universe by writing letters to, as you heard there, love, time, and death. His notes bring these responses. Keira Knightley's in it. Kate Winslet's in it. Helen Mirren's in it. Ed Norton is in this as well. I think it'll find its audience. It's 1 hour, 37 minutes, PG-13. I think there's going to be people will go and see that. And if not, it'll stream well for sure on Netflix or Redbox, pick it up at Redbox or wherever, probably 6 months down the line. All right, we move to our last film, and it is called Manchester by the Sea.
that you could take one guy to an island with you and you knew you'd be safe because he was the best man. He was going to keep you happy. If it was between me and your father, who would you take?
My daddy.
I didn't think you're wrong about that.
Hello, this is Lee.
What happened to my brother? So that's Lee Chandler. Which part are you having trouble with?
Well, I can't be his guardian.
Well, your brother provided for your nephew's upkeep. I think the idea was that you would relocate.
Relocate to where?
Well, if you look, it was my impression that you'd spent a lot of time here.
I swear. I'm just a backup.
Lee, nobody can appreciate what you've been through. And if you really feel you can't take this on, you know, that's your right.
Can't obey your orders until you unlock the door.
What if you decide he can always stay with us if he wants to come up weekends?
Do you want to be his guardian?
Well,
he doesn't want to be my guardian, for Christ's sake.
Got a house. We're trying to lose some kids at this point.
Hello.
Hello, Lee. I just want to call and say I'm sorry. How's Patrick doing?
Well, he doesn't really open up with me. You actually have sex with these girls?
Strictly basement business.
What does that mean?
It means I'm working on it. You don't want to be my guardian? That's fine with me.
Not that. It's just the logistics.
All my friends are here. I got two girlfriends, and I'm in a band. You're a janitor in Quincy. What the hell do you care where you live?
A lot of terrible things to you.
My heart was broken.
And I know yours is broken too.
No, you don't understand. There's nothing
That's
there.
That's not true.
I think there's something wrong with me.
Do you want me to call your friends?
I don't know.
What do you want me to do? I'm not gonna bother you. I'm gonna just sit here until you calm down.
All right, I'm calming now. Would you please just go away?
No.
All right, so Manchester by the Sea, pretty explanatory. A brother's heart gives out, and now another brother is named the Guardian. This one's gotten some pretty good ratings. It's a rated R, 2 hours, 17 minutes, a little bit long. You spend some time in the theater. Casey Affleck is in it, Michelle Williams, Kyle Chandler. Oh, I like him. Remember Friday Night Lights? Gretchen Mol's in it as well. I think it's going to do pretty decent at the box office, actually. Remember, send us your cheap movie reviews if you go and see one of them. AmericaTonight.net. Coming up, Mailbag, and We Can Count.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Not a surprise. Once again, the email is full, full, full. Lot of different kinds of stories on your mind. So let's jump into the America Tonight mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
I got this one from Eric who says, Kate, I just happened to see this earlier in the day, but how about a judge ordering the president-elect to sit for a deposition in January? Have you seen that story? I have seen that story. Here's what the deal is. He's going to have to be in the witness chair for questioning on this contractual dispute with a celebrity chef. Jose Andreas is his name. This judge ruled that he has to do this deposition the first week of January, and it could last for a long time. I mean, it could last for a whole day, basically. Trump sued Andreas for breach of contract after he backed out of a plan for a restaurant in Trump's new luxury hotel in Washington. The chef claimed that he canceled plans for the project after Trump made disparaging remarks about Mexicans during the presidential campaign. So Trump's attorneys had agreed to his deposition in New York City, but they were trying to limit the length and the scope of the questioning, arguing that he's just not any apex deponent. He's the president-elect. But the judge didn't care. He said that limiting the examination would be too prejudicial to the defense team's right to prepare the case for trial. So how about that? I mean, that's pretty big. And Jose Andreas tweeted out, Mr. Donald Trump, can we end our lawsuits and we donate money to Veterans NGO to celebrate? Why keep litigating? Let's both of us win. But I don't think that's going to happen. So it looks like it's going to be in a lengthy deposition. Let's move from the crazy. So, Eric, thanks for pointing that story out. Yes, yes, that is a huge story, especially when he's so close to taking over the reins of the United States government. All right, let's move to this one that was pointed out to me by Owen, who says, "Hi, Kate, I like the show. I know that you talked a lot about that Airbus A320 that vanished over the Mediterranean Sea in May. Remember, it was that flight from Paris to Cairo. Do you know that they're now saying they found traces of explosive material?" I do know that. They're saying that they found that material. That's why they go through these lengthy examinations of these planes and stuff. Yeah, they found it on the remains of the victims of the crash. And it was, in fact, you're right, it was going from Paris to Cairo when it slammed into the Mediterranean Sea. It had about 66 people on board. Details have been starting to come out about that flight, but they were hard-pressed to say that before. So the plane's cockpit voice recorder indicated there was a fire on board, and they tried to put it out before it plunged to the sea. So there you go. Now saying there's an explosive, that explains that. However, the explosives were rigged, whatever happened there, that's going to be the curious thing, because that would have explained the fire and what happened as they were desperately trying to do something to save that flight. All right, let's move to the weather, shall we? Because a lot of you sent me notes about the weather. I got this one from Mindy, who said, "Kate, when you say, you crack me up and you say, oh, it's pretty cold, that's what we deal with. It is freezing, sister. What do you mean pretty cold? It is awful. I can tell you do not live in a snowy area. I'll tell you what, I'm in Oregon and it's brutal. Trying to get through the roads, the snow out there, people spinning out, craziness. I feel like I barely made it home on 26 the other night." Yeah, spin outs are the worst, aren't they? So, and it was in the metro area, I guess, that was pretty bad. Snow really muffed up a lot of public transportation. The roads were brutal. People got stuck on school buses. You know, it was just nutty, nuttiness. And it, but that's what happened. I mean, they had avalanches, and some of these highways were pretty brutal. I got another one about that. This one from Jennifer, who says, "Kate, oh my gosh, you do not want to be in New York City right now. New York City, every time I go out and go to work, and I just have to go basically city block-wise, maybe 10 blocks, I'd rather Uber it. It's awful how freezing cold it is, and they say it's going to get worse. And mostly, a lot of it is because of the wind." Yeah, so they were saying in New York Central Park, I saw the weather, I just happened to see the weather this morning, they were saying 50-mile-an-hour winds, and then, of course, that's the key. You put the wind, as we all know, with cold temperatures, and it's nasty, right? You know that song, "Baby, It's Cold Outside"? Baby, it's nasty outside. So 50, 60-mile-an-hour winds, snow, ooh, nasty combination. And then I got one more. This one was from Gary in Minnesota. "Kate, oh, it is so freaking cold in Soda. Oh, I know that your studio is there, but I don't think you broadcast out of the main studios. It's unbelievable, the temperatures. I cannot tell you. I can't imagine going out without everything bundled up to the 10th degree. It's just that cold." Yeah, that's when you don't want to be, "Where's my gloves? Where's my scarf? Where's that coat I was going to pull out?" That's why people in the Midwest, for all of you listening in the Midwest, you know, and people in Oregon and places where you get these cold temperatures, you do, you have to make, you got to make the switch, right? While the rest of us might be lollygagging and switching out winter to, from fall clothes or summer or whatever, you're not doing that because there's no room for error, right? No possibility. In fact, you know, it's interesting. When I lived in the Northeast, I didn't used to think about this, but then I started to because people would get stranded. And I put blankets in the back, you know, in the trunk, blankets and an extra coat and stuff. And I'm glad I did because there were a couple of times where I got stuck on an expressway and it was freezing. And I don't care what you have in your car. I mean, I don't care what you have on. If you run out of gas or you have to jump out of that car or something happens, forget it. You know, you gotta figure out a way to get there. I mean, now we have their cells and everything else, but there's not much people can do when you're just log jammed, you know, when you're just locked into the traffic. All right, let's move to another one. This is one I got from Hal who says, Kate, I heard you talking about Yahoo and the hacked accounts. Gosh, I can't even imagine that people would want to mess around with Yahoo anymore. Just read the website. I don't know why you would want to have your mail through Yahoo. That is awful. These security breaches affecting a billion accounts. So that's like a gold mine for whoever hacked into it. It's brutal for the people who have their accounts on Yahoo, though, because imagine how they're exploiting that. Yeah, really, you want to talk about exploiting it? No kidding. They say that they've got, you should put a freeze on your credit report, because hackers who have these credentials try to open a credit card in your name. That totally makes sense. And then, of course, what are they going to do? Run it up to the max. And then you're stuck, and you have no idea. You know, when you get on the phone with somebody and you have no idea what they're talking about with your credit, and then it turns out that's exactly what happened. So there's ways where they open it up quickly. That's it. I mean, it's cybercrime, of course. And think about, the rich data mining they can do. If they've hacked a billion accounts, oh, that is the worst. There's just too much there that they can mess with. They can find the kind of accounts that they, you know, that they want. So, yes, I agree. I do not have a Yahoo account, but I would not be excited if I did have one. Okay, let's go to another one. Let's move to this one. This one is from Ken. Kate, I have emailed you several times. I'm emailing you again. I like the show. I listen to it sometimes on playback. You've talked about that. I do that with TuneIn. You mentioned TuneIn. Yeah. And I saw this story. I wondered if you saw this or not. Did you see this story about The Rock and the fact that he's just like in this incredible shape? And we know that. And there was a woman that I happened to see on the Today Show, and it's interesting where people get their inspiration. I know you talk to the CEO from Nutrisystem every month, but it's interesting to see where people get their inspiration, because a woman that was on this Today Show said that she was inspired to lose 100-plus pounds because of The Rock, with the whole strength training thing. Yeah, I did see a clip of that. Her name is Nina Gibson, and she was on the Today Show. She was talking about losing the weight, 115 pounds. That's a whole person. And said that she went from a size 26 to a size 8, and that she was struggling with her workouts. But when she would go to the gym, she just couldn't get into it. And so then she said The Rock, you know, just motivated her in listening to what he was saying about working out and getting in shape. And so what's really kind of cool about that is, I guess, Dwayne Johnson heard her story. Oh, she lost 115 pounds, and, you know, he was the inspiration that pushed her, that just his message resonated, and he tweeted out to her, Nina is such an inspiration to so many, myself included. Keep up the great work. And that's pretty cool. She said she thought it was awesome. Like I said, that is a lot of weight. You know, it's a lot of weight to lose. And you go through the holidays, you get to the beginning of the year, and that's when people jump on programs. Traditionally, as Dawn Zier has told us from Nutrisystem, that's when people really hop on board. All right, thanks for all the emails. Remember, you can email me at americatonight.net. Coming up next, it's all about numbers, and we can count.
Just like they took away the Polaroid picture on a giveaway, everything that means something. Today I think I saw 10,000 cell phones, but not one. A decent conversation. I know you've had the worst winter, but it doesn't mean it won't get better. Just keep on listening to Jets to Brazil, and maybe you'll find a way to change.
What
looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better, Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Talk about numbers, right? So we look at numbers, and there's some really big, juicy numbers to talk about. How about this one? And this is where we start in this edition of We Can Count. Dolly Parton did a Smoky Mountains Rise, a benefit for the People's Fund telethon, and she's raised $9 million so far, and they say it just keeps on coming. So a whole bunch of networks came together to do this. It was 20 live and pre-taped performances, so there's all kinds of people like Cyndi Lauper, Reba McEntire, Taylor Swift, Kenny Chesney, Paul Simon. It's a really a big range of people got involved in this. So good for Dolly Parton, because it's so disastrous what happened in the Smoky Mountains. And it kind of gives me, well, it doesn't kind of, it gives me a chance to tell you, I've said this before, you can go to the Dollywood Foundation if you want to donate something. They even have a one-time $10 donation, and you can text that to Dolly25 to 501501. I think it's incredible that all those people came together and, again, jumped on that. And thank goodness, because that's exactly what those people need. I mean, you're talking about rebuilding, and too many people lost their lives, and the stories are so sad. All right, let's move on in another direction when we talk about numbers. And this number's interesting. You know, the lives of the Cousteau family are always so intriguing to people because you think of Jacques Cousteau and how many times, here's an interesting question. How many times did this guy go out on a journey and hit the water and go underwater? Well, now, and the answer is thousands. There's your number. They don't even know. I tried to find that out. But anyway, The Aquatic World with Philippe Cousteau is next, and it's the last stop on what they call the Voyage of the Venerable Desiree, and what remains of the Conch Shell 2 in the Red Sea. And what it is, if you don't know what it is, it's this habitat for ocean life, and Team Cousteau launched it, and it was an underwater, basically, facility. So they had research dives, they had experiments on underwater human habitation, because, you know, they've talked about that before. I guess the lack of sunlight leads to some crazy things on the human psyche. So after years of pulling that together and doing it, it's like, okay, there's something that's really tough about doing this, and we're not doing this anymore. This is good. This is our last one. And if you haven't seen it, it's really intriguing. It's worth looking it up, because, like I said, think of the Cousteau family and how, Jacques Cousteau, how many voyages he took. And you can't, and the answer is, in a segment where we're talking about numbers, you really can't even measure it. You really can't measure it, which is crazy to think about. All right, so we move on from underwater adventures to our next story on the IRS. How about the Hatch report that shows about the IRS? They spent, the staff spent more than $1.4 million on travel. You know, we live in the era, I'm just saying, we live in the era of Zoom, Skype. I've done a Skype keynote speech. So why all the travel? I get that there would be some, but according to this report from the Senate Finance Committee staff, 27 employees of the IRS traveled for 125 business days or more during 2015. The cost, $1.4 million. So, Utah Republican Senator, of course, Senator Orrin Hatch, the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, sent a letter to the IRS pointing out that the staff was not following federal travel rules and they would have to cut costs, and added that the IRS was allowing exceptions to its internal rules about travel for executives. So, and what were the rules? Like, I mean, there's crazy things. Like, for example, in one case, an employee had an 11-month lease on a Chicago apartment that cost, you ready for this? Okay, so let's say he has to really be in Chicago, or she. The apartment cost $4,605 a month. Then six of the employees had laundry and dry cleaning expenses of over $500. I mean, are you kidding me? Then they were saying, so luxury apartment, black car service, Amtrak Acela rides, and Hatch said, you know, this just cannot continue. I would agree. There's got to be a way to shrink that number. Yes, there has to be travel. Yes, there you have to have hotels if you're traveling. But $1.4 million, what is the work that's being done? That's what I would want to know, too. What specifically are we talking about? Now, if we're talking about meetings that could be done virtually, classes that can be taught virtually, regionally, come on. I mean, give me a break on that. And, of course, anytime anything comes up with the IRS, look, you know, that's going to make news. Let's move to this. Britain okays making kids, babies, from the DNA of three people in special cases. So Britain's fertility regulator approved some controversial techniques allowing doctors to create babies using DNA from three people. It's pretty historic, I would say. And what they're talking about is parents at a high risk of having a child with a life-threatening disease might have the chance to have healthy, genetically related child. Because, you know, there are a small number of kids that inherit potentially fatal diseases from their mother. So they have these new procedures that they're doing. And last year, England changed its law to permit scientists to modify eggs or embryos. And they think that this is I mean, this is such a big, unique procedure, but they think a lot of people will jump on it. So DNA, there's your number. DNA of three people, what a unique possibility. And then that would change some of those, like I said, inherited diseases. All right, speaking of DNA, JonBenet Ramsey, the little girl, the DNA retesting, they're ordering it on key evidence, and it could open that case. And they did this with this new technology. And you think about that. We're going back to 1996, the Christmas murder of a six-year-old beauty queen in the basement of the Colorado mansion where she and her family lived. Boulder police and prosecutors confirmed that a series of DNA tests using this new technology on this key evidence, including using it on the long johns that she wore that night, that because they found flaws in it before, that this could be a complete game changer. So the district attorney and the Boulder police chief said that they and their staffs discussed the flaws in the previous testing. And so how about that? They're going to do this. You know, there have been all kinds of rumors and conclusions as to what, you know, what happened there. But I think that using the new technology, let's see what they come up with. Let's see what happens there. All right, let's move on to another story concerning numbers. And this one is the fact that the Fed, and we know this is big, raised key interest rates and actually foresees, and this is pretty big, three hikes in 2017, because we haven't had this. So Janet Yellen, that's what's being said that we're going to see another increase in the federal fund rates. Now, the increase is between 0.50% and 0.75%, and that was expected, but there is a prospect of it going up a couple times, like I just said. So, you know, Trump has been pretty critical of Yellen during the campaign when he was running for president. Now he's president. And I would assume her term ends early in 2018. If that's the case, then he would replace her because that's what the president can do. And with him winning the election, that's changed the economic forecast. And the projected three rate increases next year would be followed by another three increases in 2018 and 2019 before the rate levels off at a long run normal 3.0%. So how about that? So big changes ahead. All right. Thanks so much, as always, for listening to this version of what we like to call the little show that could America Tonight.
It's a magic number somewhere in that ancient mystic trinity. You get three. It's a magic number. In the past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity. With the heart and the brain and the body, you'll give you three.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.